Hey everyone, ready to dive in?
Let's go.
Today we're exploring a space where art and science collide.
Yeah, it's really cool.
We're going to be checking out an exhibit called Virus X, Human Beauty and Functionality in Nature and Science.
At Stiftung's House, Bremen.
Exactly. And what makes this even more special.
Definitely.
Is that it's a collaboration between an artist, Heike Seefarth, and scientist, Sebastian Springer.
That's right.
And the goal here is to make some pretty complex scientific ideas.
Yeah.
Really exciting and accessible.
Accessible, for sure.
No matter what your background is.
Like, you don't need to be a scientist to enjoy it.
Totally. It's for everyone.
Right. And one of the things that really fascinated me about this exhibit is its philosophy.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It's you see what you see. And it really highlights the power of observation.
Interesting.
It's like the foundation for both artistic and scientific exploration.
I like that. So it's like both artists and scientists are kind of like detectives.
Kind of.
They're trying to decode the mysteries of the universe.
Yeah.
Using their own tools. And I guess in this case, the big mystery they're tackling is us.
Yeah.
The human body.
Yeah. And this exhibit tackles that with this amazing image of all these interlocking biochemical transformations.
Oh, wow. It's like a super intricate machine, so many moving parts.
Totally. It's a great analogy, and it really underscores this idea that life is all about flow and change, constant flow and change at every level.
It's mind-boggling when you think about everything that's happening inside of us at this very moment.
Right. It's incredible.
So how do we even wrap our heads around something so complex, especially when we can't even see it with our own eyes?
Well, that's where scientific models come in.
Okay.
And this exhibit uses them to explore protein structures, which are essential for life,
okay,
but way too small for us to see directly.
Ah, so it's like we're using models to make the invisible visible.
Yeah, and this is where the connection to art becomes super clear.
Oh, how so?
Just like a painting or a sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
A scientific model shines a light on certain aspects of reality. So they help us to visualize,
okay,
and understand concepts that would normally remain hidden.
That makes me think of that quote.
Yeah, what is it?
A model is a lie that helps you see the truth.
Yeah.
By Howard Skinner.
That's a good one.
It reminds us that models are representations.
Yeah.
Not perfect copies. So we have to be aware of their limitations.
Yeah, exactly. They simplify complex things by focusing on specific aspects while leaving others out.
Right. So a model of a protein won't show every single atom, but it can revere the overall shape and function.
Exactly.
And the same goes for art. It's a way of directing our attention.
Right.
And guiding our understanding. It's all about perspective.
Yeah. And that's what makes this exhibit so fascinating. It reminds us that there are always multiple ways of looking at the same thing, and each perspective can offer valuable insights.
Okay. So let's shift gears a bit.
Sure.
Let's talk about viruses.
Okay. Sounds good.
Looking at these images, the visual diversity of viruses is just stunning.
It is, isn't it?
From the tobacco mosaic virus, which is rod-shaped,
mm-hmm,
to the influenza virus, which is spherical.
Yeah.
And then we have these bacteriophages.
Oh, yeah. Those things are wild.
They look alien.
They really do. It's like a microscopic art gallery in there.
I know. And this amazing visual diversity actually relates to how they function.
Oh, absolutely. Each virus has a unique structure.
Wow.
That's perfectly designed to effectively infect its target host.
So form follows function.
The classic example.
Even at the microscopic level.
Yeah. Take the tobacco mosaic virus. Its simple rod-like structure makes it super efficient at spreading through plant cells.
Oh, I see.
Now, if we look at the influenza virus,
yeah,
with its spiky spherical shape.
It's pretty scary looking.
It is, but it's a master at attaching and entering human cells.
So even though they're so tiny, they're incredibly complex and diverse.
They are. They've mastered the art of efficiency and diversity.
There's this beautiful repetition of protein structures.
Yeah.
But also these unique surfaces that differentiate them.
Yeah. You've got it. They're incredibly economical in their design, using these repeating subunits to build their structures. But within that economy, there's also just this astonishing diversity reflecting the range of hosts they infect and their survival strategies.
Yeah, it's like nature's efficiency and creativity all wrapped up into one tiny package.
Exactly.
This is where it gets really interesting. Heike Seefarth.
Yeah.
She takes these scientific concepts and brings them to life.
In a whole new way.
I was blown away by how she transforms protein and virus structures into these delicate, almost flower-like forms.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what's even more remarkable is that she's using real scientific data as her starting point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she taps into the protein data bank, or PDB.
Oh, wow.
Which contains atomic coordinates for tons of proteins and viruses.
That's a gold mine for both scientists and artists.
It really is.
Wait, so she's not just imagining these forms.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's actually using the same data that scientists use.
Precisely. She takes those coordinates, which are basically numerical representations of molecular structures, and turns them into these amazing visual and even auditory forms.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is, and I think it really shows how art can provide a whole new perspective on scientific data.
And maybe spark some curiosity and deeper understanding along the way.
Yeah, and it reveals this hidden beauty within these complex structures. Beauty that we might otherwise miss.
Yeah, like she's saying, look closer. There's more to these viruses than you think. And by doing so, she's inviting us to engage with these concepts in a completely different way.
I think you're right.
Through our senses and emotions.
Exactly. And speaking of engaging our senses,
we do have a little something special.
Oh, what is it?
We have a snippet of the virus sound from the exhibit.
Oh, cool.
This is where Seaforth took those protein structures.
Yeah.
And using MIDI technology, translated them into sound.
Let's hear it.
Let's listen.
All right.
Wow, that was both eerie and beautiful.
It was, wasn't it?
It's amazing how something invisible can be brought to life through sound.
It is. It's like you're experiencing the virus on a whole new level.
You really do.
Yeah, it's a great example of how art can make the invisible visible, or in this case, audible.
I love that.
It challenges our ideas of what scientific data can be and how we can experience it.
It makes you wonder what other hidden dimensions are waiting to be discovered.
Good question.
Will we approach science with an artist's eye?
Yeah. What other possibilities are there?
It's exciting to think about.
It is. And that's a great question to ponder as we move into part two of our deep dive.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll go deeper into the artistic interpretations of this exhibit.
Okay.
And explore the implications of this kind of interdisciplinary collaboration.
I'm excited.
Stay tuned. Back again for part two of our look at Virus X Human.
Where we're blurring the lines between art and science.
That's right.
It's crazy how this exhibit has changed how we see viruses.
It is, isn't it?
You know, these tiny things we usually think of as bad can also be objects of beauty.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just so complex.
And those artistic interpretations really bring that home.
Yeah, those delicate flower-like forms
created
from the protein and virus structures.
I know. It's like she's uncovering something hidden in the scientific data.
Like she's saying, hey, look closer.
Yeah.
There's beauty in these building blocks of life.
Beauty in unexpected places.
Yeah, you know, we usually think of beauty as just what we see.
Yeah.
But she's showing us it's more than that.
That's deeper than that.
The structure, the symmetry.
The complexity.
It's both intellectual and aesthetic.
For sure. And don't forget those virus sounds.
Oh, yeah.
We listened to earlier.
She's engaging our ears, too.
Creating an experience.
Like we're hearing the virus speak.
In a new language.
A language that goes beyond equations.
As in jargon.
It's about how science makes us feel.
Yeah, connecting with it personally.
Art bridges that gap.
Definitely.
Between the hard facts of science.
Definitely, between the hard facts of science.
And how we experience things. Art is like a new lens.
Powerful stuff.
And that's where the magic happens.
When art and science come together.
Breaking down barriers.
Sharing different ways of seeing things.
When they meet.
You get something new.
Something that changes things.
Like this exhibit.
It's not just pretty pictures or cool sounds.
Nope.
It's about new ideas.
New ways of thinking.
And new research, too.
It makes you think, what if this was more common?
Artists and scientists.
Working together all the time.
Inspiring each other.
A whole new wave of creativity.
In both art and science.
Yeah.
We start asking different questions.
Seeing things in new ways.
And solutions.
You couldn't have imagined before.
It's exciting to think about.
I think this exhibit shows what art can do.
Yeah.
Inspire new ways of looking at science.
And make it easier for people to understand.
And really appreciate.
Shows how much we can learn from each other.
Even when it seems like we're worlds apart.
Knowledge isn't just facts and figures.
It's experiencing the world.
And all its beauty and complexity.
Well, so
that's the end of part two.
Then stick around.
We'll be back for part three.
To wrap things up.
Back for the final part of our deep dive into Virus X Human.
It's really made me think differently about art and science.
Me too. You know, one of the things that really struck me is how beautiful scientific data can be.
I know, right?
We usually think of data as just cold, hard facts.
Yeah.
But this exhibit shows us it's so much more.
It's almost poetic.
And Heike Seyfarth's work really highlights that.
Oh, definitely. This flower-like forms from the protein and virus structures.
It's like she's saying, look, there's poetry in these numbers. There's art in these molecular structures.
And it makes you appreciate the elegance and complexity of nature in a whole new way.
Totally. And it's not just about aesthetics.
Right.
It helps us understand these concepts better.
By visualizing them.
Yeah.
Making them come alive through sound.
And making them easier for everyone to grasp.
Yeah. Breaking down the barriers between science and the public.
Sparking curiosity.
Exactly. This exhibit is such a great example of what happens when different fields collaborate.
Art and science coming together.
To create something truly unique and inspiring.
Like Heike Seyfarth and Sebastian Springer.
A perfect example of thinking outside the box.
And it makes you wonder what else is out there.
What other amazing discoveries are waiting?
If we just encourage more collaboration.
Between different fields.
Imagine the potential for breakthroughs.
In medicine, technology, the environment.
It's mind-blowing.
This exhibit shows us the power of interdisciplinary thinking.
It really does.
And the importance of staying curious.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into Virus X Human.
It's been an amazing journey.
Exploring the beauty of data.
And the power of collaboration.
And how art can help us see science in a whole new light.
Remember, there's always more to discover.
More connections to make.
And more beauty to uncover.
Keep your minds open and stay curious. Because sometimes the most unexpected combinations lead to the most incredible discoveries.